Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Dr. Luke's Diaries. In the life of Jesus Christ, there were two men called Joseph. There was Joseph, who was the husband of Mary, his mother, and there was Joseph of Arimathea. We're reading today about the latter. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 50, it says, "And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counsellor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God." Joseph of Arimathea, we're told in this passage in the Bible, was a very important man. He sat on the council, the leading and most important council of the Jews, the Sanhedrin. He was a good man also. He was a man of great standing in the community, and he was a man who did things right. He was a just man. In fact, when the trial had taken place of the Lord Jesus Christ, he had not consented to his accusation nor to the outcome of that court trial. He had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He came from outside of Jerusalem, from a town called Arimathea, which was a Jewish city. There was no influence. It was very religious. There was no influence from, you know, other parts of the nations. And so this man was a devout Jew, and he was a man of faith. The passage tells us that he waited for the kingdom of God. He was waiting for God to send his son into the world. And I believe he'd come to understand that Jesus was that very one. He'd come to realise that Jesus was the Son of God. And this man, he was going to take action when the Lord Jesus had been crucified, at least to give him a decent burial. Now, what he believed, whether he believed in what we know now of resurrection and all those things, we do not know. But we know he was a good man, a just man. He did what was right, and he was going to take action that would involve the taking down of the body of the Lord Jesus from the cross and the burial in a new tomb. Next week we're going to discuss the very act itself. But I wonder today if we could just be reminded, are we those like this man Joseph? There was a good man, Joseph, who was the father of Mary. At the beginning of the life of the Lord Jesus, he trusted God and he believed God. There was a good man at the end of the life of Jesus, and he wasn't involved in his birth, but he was involved in his death. And he too trusted God. Could that be said of you and me? Do we trust for God and wait for God to do what he has promised that he will do? And their stories. Maybe like me, you as a child once sang the words of the hymn, "From Greenland's Icy Mountains." I never really wondered too much about who wrote it. It was written by a man called Reginald Heber. He was a man who was very, very clever, very, very good at writing poetry. In fact, he won awards when he was young and as a result travelled the world, eventually coming back to take up his place as a Church of England vicar. But he was a very God-fearing man, a man who loved God and the things of God. One day he was with his father-in-law in Wrexham, in the vicarage, and they were going to have a conference which was entitled "The Society for the Propagation of the Gospel in Foreign Parts." Heber, who was a great hymn writer at this stage, was requested to write something for them to sing at the morning service. He went into a quiet corner of the library and he composed within roughly 20 minutes the words of this incredible hymn. They say this: "From Greenland's icy mountains, from India's coral strand, where Afric's sunny fountains roll down to their golden sand, from many an ancient river, from many a palmy plain, they call us to deliver their land from error's chain. What though the spicy breezes blow soft o'er Ceylon's isle, though every prospect pleases and only man is vile, in vain with lavish kindness the gifts of God are strewn, the heathen in his blindness bows down to wood and stone. Can we, whose souls are lighted with wisdom from on high, can we to men benighted the lamp of light deny, salvation, yea, salvation, the joyful sound proclaim, till each remotest nation has learned Messiah's name. Words that he wrote in a very, very short period of time, but which brought into focus the need to bring the message of Jesus Christ to men and women across the world, no matter their background, no matter their culture, no matter their intelligence, no matter their situation. Can we, whose souls have been enlightened by the wisdom of God from on high, can we deny the lamp of light? It is God's request that those who know the glorious gospel and have their sins forgiven should tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that others might be saved. Welcome back to Dr. Luke's Diaries. We're on to 2 Josephs, part 2. We're reading from Luke chapter 23, and we're reading about Joseph of Arimathea. I'm not going to read the whole passage to you again, but I want to read from verse 52. It says, "This man went in unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on." Two Josephs. If you were listening to the recording last week, you would have picked up the fact there was a Joseph at the beginning of the life of the Lord Jesus. That was the husband of Mary. And the Lord Jesus was brought up in his home. He was a carpenter, but he was a man who trusted God, a man who believed what God said. We've been reading last week and this week about another Joseph, about a man who also trusted God, but he's not involved with the birth of the Lord Jesus, he's involved with the death of the Lord Jesus. In fact, we read here that he went to Pilate. Now, Pilate was the Roman governor, and it would have been a pretty daunting thing to go into the presence of this man. But he was an important man, and so was Joseph. Joseph was very important. He was on the council of the Jews. He was a good man. He was a just man. And he goes into Pilate. But what's amazing in the record here, it says he begged for the body of Jesus. He went into Pilate and he humiliated himself. He humbled himself to be associated with the rejected Nazarene, the itinerant preacher that had been rejected by the Jews and had been undermined by the authorities and had been crucified outside Jerusalem on that day previously, or during the day in which Joseph approaches Pilate. Here is an amazing thing. Here's a man who approaches Pilate, and despite his high station in life, he humbly begs for the body of Jesus. The Bible says he takes it down, he wraps it in linen, he lays it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone. Now, we're told in another passage there was another man called Nicodemus who was involved in that action as well. He was also a very high-ranking official in Israel. What can we learn about this man? He was humble. We also learn that though he didn't necessarily understand what was going on in the death of Jesus, we know now Jesus was going to rise from the dead. He was very determined, very hands-on. He went and took the body down himself with Nicodemus. He made a big sacrifice. He had this family burial plot, but he gave it to Jesus. Maybe he knew that it would only be used for a temporary period of time. But maybe he didn't know that he was actually fulfilling Bible prophecy in what he did. Because the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 9 that they appointed his grave with the wicked, but he was with a rich man in his death. The Bible predicted a rich man would save Jesus from being thrown into a common burial plot, and that Jesus would be buried with a rich man in his death. Isn't it amazing how the Bible is so precise, and it gives us confidence that we can trust what God has said. I would like to send to you a Bible free of charge. If you would like one, please contact me through Vintage Radio or through my personal email address, stepcar61@gmail.com. The only condition is that you read it. May God bless you. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.